native New Yorker, but I moved here in 2011 from California. And I am just completely in love with this place to the point where I don't know if I can live anywhere else. My first day ever in Manhattan, I got mistaken for a New Yorker, and I was really excited, and I just let it get way too much to my head, to the point where, like, 2 weeks later, I was seeing people get lost in Midtown, and I was like, oh, fucking tourists. And my mom is trying to get me to move back to California, and I'm, like, the one person who's like, you can't make me. But the thing is that, like, the last time I went to back to the Bay Area, I had to get an etiquette lesson I was then in my 20s. It's like, Miranda, in polite conversation, we don't ask strangers what they pay in rent and tell them they take the wrong route to work. Like, but they do, and if they took my advice, they would lose at least 6 minutes in their commute time. I also feel like I have sort of surrendered any attachment to personal dignity. I used to give a fuck about what I wore, and now I'll just, like, roll out of bed and onto the subway, like, whatever. I know that I lack both the courage and the creativity to be the weird person on the subway. And so I just feel like I'm not going to be able to make it anywhere else at this point. It's a full-on point of no return. So these are crazy times that we're living in, right? A lot of people like to blame Republicans. I'm good with that. I like to join in that chorus. I also like to blame REM because they led us to believe that the end of the world would be fun. And I feel fine. Looking at the news these days, I don't feel fine. You know, it's crazy. Remember those really quaint days when we thought that it couldn't get worse than 2016? Remember that? It's just like, ugh, shit's hit the fan. Could not get any worse. 2016 was also a particularly bad year for me because a couple of my close friends had committed suicide, and then the election happened, and it was just like, oh, this is not my year. So on the one hand, I was really grieving the loss of my friends. Welcome to a comedy show. On the other hand, I'm a perfectionist and don't really like to be one-upped. So I was like, peace out, motherfuckers. I'm taking pills and gonna go to bed and check out. And then I woke up 3 days later, and all I saw was fluorescent lights and crucifixes and scripture, and I was like, oh shit, am I in hell? Have I been wrong to be a born-again atheist all this time? I mean, I really, if I were to, like, envision a hell, this was pretty much where I thought it was. Because my mom's family is Catholic, but my mom got kicked out of Catholic school when she was, like, 8 because she pissed off the nuns. My dad's Jewish, but emphasis on the ish. So I've got guilt on both sides, but basically heathenism was what resonated for me. I tried praying once, but it was the night before the 2004 election, and that went so well that I just decided to stop prayer altogether. I don't know what weird powers I have, but it was definitely not working in favor of me for elections. So I am basically heathenism. I just kind of figured that if sex and partying was what was going to land me a ticket to hell, you know, the company would probably be great. I'd be with my comic and music friends. Mick and Keith would be off somewhere playing Sympathy for the Devil. It'd be great. But I realized I was not in hell. I was in the ICU of the conservative Catholic hospital. So I was like, fuck. Fucked up my suicide attempt. Kill me now. They're probably not going to respond positively to that request, are they? Unless they push their buttons. Maybe if I really fuck with them about religion and politics, they'll be like, screw it, let her go. So the next time they rounded on me, I said, you guys do abortions, right? Like, you're not pregnant. Well, I'd like to stay not pregnant, so if you could talk to me about contraception, because surely you would want to reduce the need for abortion. And then the doctor was like, did you mean to do this? Oh, no, doc, I meant to take 3 different bottles of pills, totally. And then I talked to my shrink, and then he said, you know, I want to examine the subconscious part of your brain that keeps you in this dark place. And I was like, you know, I think I'm pretty self-aware. I don't really think I have much of a subconscious. Who the fuck pays $250 an hour to defiantly insist to a psychoanalyst that there's no such thing as a subconscious? Apparently me. But I'm on the mend. I went to a trauma support group, and they suggested I try stand-up, which I thought was a compliment. Turned out they were like, take your jokes literally anywhere else. But I just smiled, shrugged my shoulders, and said, make defense mechanisms great again. I'm Miranda Yaver. Thank you very much.